Honorable Esteban just reminded me that we're running late. Dr. Bernard, at the vendor Paris over now. When I see people here, I know that the vendor parade must be over. You know. So let us start. We want to. Receive a report on the second and third quarter performance of the Department of Energy. We have just come from our strategic plan in Calendar. Which went very well. I hope we'll find time during in the coming weeks to reflect on the outcomes of the start plan and to strengthen our work going forward. At this point, I would like to ask the Secretary to present the apologies that we have received.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just the following apologies. Mayor Makubele Masele, who's on sick leave, and then Mr. Tuama, who's busy with urgent party matters, and then also an apology from the Deputy Minister of Energy, who's on sick leave for this week, Chair. Those are the apologies, Chair.
Dr. Bernard, are there any further apologies?
Okay, yes, Mr. Kwani. Right now we're busy with the DRC and the Grand Inga Commission meetings. He's leading that on behalf of the department. The rest of the team is here. Is two members that represent senior. Thanks.
I only had an apology from the Deputy Minister.
Honourable Chair, according to the information received, the Minister is on her way.
Can someone find out what's happening from the Honourable Kowam? Okay, no, I just want somebody to find out, man. We're missing him in the committee. We haven't seen him in a very long time. RTMG, are you ready? Thank you very much. And what are we getting the aircon sorted out? Yeah, no, it's too hot.
Rhodesia. Honourable Chair, Honourable Members, colleagues, Chair, thank you very much. As been requested, these two parts that we'll present today to the Honourable Committee. The one is on the second and third quarter performance reports of the Department of Energy. And then there was also a request to give an update on the Matatiel involvement in terms of backlogs of electricity, and specifically electrification infrastructure, and that has also been prepared and a list of issues around that have also been circulated for the latter part of the meeting. Honourable Chair, with respect to the second and third quarter performance report, if we can go to the second slide, the second slide is just a summary of what it's all about in terms of the department, and obviously you referred to the strategic plan. I think there we dealt with the various programs, so we're not going to waste time. And I also want to request if it's okay with the committee that we're not going to waste too much time in terms of the introduction, except if we go to slide 3, to mention that I need to apologize that the version that was forwarded to the committee was unfortunately the first version on these two slides, slide 3 and 4. And my humble apologies for that. We're going to resubmit those two slides again to the committee. But that what is on the screen is the correct version. And I can explain where the difference came in this. A version where you do your submission, then it's a verification. And the earlier version was actually the before, it was a pre-revised version. This is an updated version, it looks much better, that I can say. But if you look at the tables that is attached, that is the ones that is actually the gear reflection. If you calculate back from the tables to the summary, you'll see it doesn't tally up. And this is the version that is actually correct. So the of the so for that reason we had to change it, because the revised version is actually this one, Honourable Chair. Can I just mention that for the second quarter, so the second quarter we're going to do first, the achieved targets were up to 32% from the previous one. I can't recall, I think it's 20% or so. So when it was revised, we'll find it's higher. And then the partially achieved is also much higher, it's 27%, and the non-achieved is 40%. I would say, members, it's still a very high level of achievement, which is for us not acceptable. But if we go through the respective branches, we will find the detail, and then also, I think, importantly, the reasoning for some of these not the chief's situation. Just in terms of the background, can you just go back quickly? Just in terms of the achievement, it is that for each quarter, is for each activity a target, you see. Now, the targets are what we call smart targets, and sometimes it is problematic to set the targets for certain developments. For instance, if you develop a policy, now, we all know that the end product is the policy, but it's a whole process to reach that end product. And sometimes along the line, there are some hurdles you need to get over, which is not going according to what you planned. You planned it's going to take you 13 months, and eventually you find it takes you 18 months to get it through and get then the revision. Sometimes you have to go through more iterations to get your final product. But actually, targets. So target setting is not so easy if you're busy with a long-term specific activity. So it's why we need to make it smart and have to break it down. And sometimes it's very difficult to quantify things. Why we're getting this, will we submit, and then need to be verified to get the updated figures. Can we move straight into the table? That table is is now the updated version, but as said, we will resubmit those figures. I think it's important to go to the next slide. If we move into the programs itself, we can see where these figures are coming from, because that's actually where the test of the pudding is what is the target and how it's been achieved. The way we're going to do it, approval is that the respective branch representatives will then present the respective programs from program 1 up to program 6, I will say. So for program 1, it will be the CFO that will then do those two slides that's applicable for that program. Sorry, Chair, can I just also just ask your guidance. How do you want this report to be on report on all it, or just on those that you didn't achieve or partially achieved? Because I didn't want to assume that what we did is other committees is the members are interested in the not achieved or partially achieved, but we're in your hands, so I just want to understand this for the program 1, all the two targets have been achieved.
No, it's still easy, my colleague next to me. I think that's not achieved. The ones that achieved has been achieved. So we might be interested in the ones that not achieved. But that's not good.
Hello, Mohammed Sir.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I'm puzzled by the questions from Dr. Barnett. They were requested to come here and make a presentation. I think you must have trusted them to rent everything. Thank you.
Honorable Bunda.
No, thanks, Chair. I agree with the Honorable Mohammed Shah, because the next question might be to say, what is it that you want us to present? So I think they are here to give us almost everything, because we want also to know how did they arrive to this point, how did they achieve it, and why didn't they achieve what they didn't achieve. Thanks.
Okay, go ahead, Dr. Barnett. We have until half past 12. We have all the time to go through the presentation.
Thank you very much, Chief. Thanks for the clarification. Then for Program 1, the CFO will then deal with those two achieved targets. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members, colleagues. The two targets set for the finance branch was the first one being the unqualified audit by the Auditor General for the 2013-14 financial year. We report on 2013-14 in the next financial year when the audit concludes. That is why I'm referring to the previous financial year. However, this has been achieved and that report has been circulated in the past. The next target is the 100% approval of invoices to be paid within 30 days. We have presented this target before as well. 100% has been achieved, and it's in compliance with Law 34 as issued by the National Commission. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. For me, proceed in terms of corporate services branch. We have an annual target of 10% vacancy rate. In the second quarter, we achieved 9.83%. Then in terms of business or public engagements by our principals, we have a quarterly target of 5 business, and we were able to achieve that target in the second quarter. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. As far as the management performance assessment tool is concerned, during this quarter under review, there was no target set. As you know that the DPME is a custodian of the MPAT assessment tool, and as a department who would have responded in terms of providing with all the necessary information in the previous quarter, which means in this particular quarter there was no target that was set. But also during the previous quarter what we did was that they moderated our scores, and they gave us an opportunity to look into those scores so that where we believe that we want to argue in terms of providing more portfolio evidence in order to can elevate the score to a particular level, we do that, which we have done. So we are since waiting for the response from TPME, which when we receive it, then we have to respond accordingly. So it's a process that is being guided or regulated by TPME, but it cannot be in each and every quarter like is the case in this particular one. Thank you.
Morning, Honorable Chair. Honorable members. In terms of policy and planning, we had four targets. One was achieved, two partially achieved, and one not achieved. In terms of the one that was achieved, it's basically the draft liquid fuel supply-demand report. The report was completed. The second one, which is the promulgation of policy standard offer for reducing energy in the building envelope, was partially achieved. And the reason specifically for this one is that the report or the draft policy is in place, but there had not been at the time obviously ratified by the department. With regard to the one that was not achieved, the reason specifically for that one is that it is the one that has to do with municipal assets management or infrastructure. And this was at the time awaiting the finalization of the report that we are updating in terms of the backlog in terms of municipal infrastructure. The fourth one, Chair, does not actually reflect on there is actually the integrated energy plan, which was partially achieved. And the reason for that, the quarterly target was to incorporate the gas and electricity plans into the electricity infrastructure plans into the IEP. The electricity plans were ready in the form of the IRP, which was incorporated, but the gas one is the one that actually led to the delay, and hence the target was partially achieved. Thank you.
Chairperson, I'll be taking you through the petroleum and petroleum products regulation branch. We had 10 targets, one of which was the target was not set for the quarter, so I'm not going to talk to that. However, on those that we had targets on the second quarter, we achieved the first one where we are supposed to do or to conduct 1,000 retail compliance inspections, where we go out to go and conduct inspections at retail sites and depots and refineries. We also achieved where we have to issue notices if we conduct inspection and we find that people are not complying with the conditions of their licenses, we issue notices, and we achieved that as well. The third one is where we're supposed to issue notices. We also go and do fuel sampling and test the fuel at service stations. We conducted 647 fuel samples, and out of those, 16 did not comply with the fuel specification and standards, and we did not achieve because where there's non-compliance, we're supposed to go and retest the fuel to make sure that indeed the fuel does not comply to the law. And the reason why that was not done is because the contract that we had with the service provider did not cater for retesting of samples that were not complying. However, we have sorted that now, and that is being done. We also did not achieve the arbitration request, and the reason for this is because when people request for arbitration, we then inform them to come together and agree who the arbitrator is going to be. So sometimes one of the parties can delay in agreeing if maybe an advocate can be an arbitrator, and that tends to delay. That's the reason why that is why we indicated it is not achieved. We also have achieved in terms of the progress with regard to the implementation of the regulatory accounting system. This is used now to set up the retail margins for fuel, and since 2012 December when we implemented the RES, that's what we use every time we change the margins. The three other targets that we did not achieve, one was the adjustment of the BSS asset base using the economic indices. However, the bid evaluation committee set some time last year to evaluate this, but at the time during the second quarter where we are supposed to do this, it was not achieved. Also, we are supposed to promulgate the implementation of the MDZ system, magisterial district zones, where we had to produce a progress report on the MDZ review. Also, this was not achieved during the end of the second quarter because the PAC evaluation tender took place after that. And the last one was the implementation and monitoring of the biofuel pricing framework. This as well is still not achieved. This target will commence once the regulatory framework is in place. This work is undertaken by Program 2 and together with Program 3 as well. Thank you.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I will be taking you through Program 4, which is Programs and Projects. The program and projects had nine targets, of which three were partially achieved and six were achieved during the third quarter. The first program was basically dealing with the allocation of funding for the education program with regards to the household connection that we achieved. We managed to transfer the funding as per our schedule, and hence all the program projects resumed timelessly. The second target was basically linked to this. Basically was about to provide a progress, as you know that the program is split into the municipal as well as ESCOM allocations, so we managed to achieve both those set of transfers as well as concomitant reports. The third target, which was partially achieved, was when we assist municipalities with the provision of backbone infrastructure, which is normally distribution substations as well as lines. Yeah, the reason why those projects are partially achieved is normally as a result of long lead time items that have to be ordered. Some probably they are ordered overseas, so there are normally some delays associated with those. This least degree of contributory factor is that sometimes municipalities take time to appoint service providers to implement the projects. The other target, which is also linked to those, is that the method of how we've broken down those targets of substations as well as lines. It was also partially achieved because of the same reasons. The other target was with regards to the non-grid electrification. The target was partially achieved because at that particular quarter we managed to supply household with non-grid connection of households of 5,667 versus the target for the annual target of 15,000. The other target that we had was basically to ensure that the ICT program, the deliverance according to the contract, which by and large all Wind 1, Big Wind 1 projects were supposed to have reached a commercial operation by the mid of this year. At the second quarter, 98% of the Big Wind 1 projects have reached a commercial operation, as well as some other projects which fell into the window 2, a few of them had already been supplying power to the grid at that point. The other target that we have is the target of establishing integrated energy centers. These are energy centers that provide energy carriers, mostly in rural areas. So basically we had set to establish two of the IECs during that quarter. The sites were identified, the sponsors of five were also identified during that quarter, hence the target was achieved. Thanks.
Good morning, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members and colleagues. I'm going to take you through the performance of the nuclear branch program. In terms of our performance, there were 12 targets that the nuclear branch is implementing. Three targets were achieved, two were partially achieved, and seven were not achieved. And I will go through the details, Chairperson. The first target is to fully operationalize the National Radioactive Waste Disposal Institute. That's an institute that whose function is to oversee the radioactive waste management on a national basis. What during the quarter and the discussion is that we had to oversee the NTEF submission process and monitor progress with the transitional arrangements in terms of the Section 30 of the Labor Relations Act for the transfer of the staff from the NEXA to the National Radioactive Waste Disposal Institute. In terms of our performance, the target was partially achieved. We had meetings with National Treasury to discuss how the resources from this institute will be transferred from NEXA to the institute. And also, we are still in the process of developing the fund bill, which will make sure that it provides for sustainable funding for the institute. We've got advice from the National Treasury that we would have to move with the preparation of the fund bill that will be then followed by the money bill. In addition, we are in consultation with the BPSA in terms of making sure that there is a smooth transition between NEXA and RADI in terms of the staff that's involved. Our next target, the chairperson, relates to the development and implementation of the plan based on the mission report, and we have to commence this. Chairperson, you would note that as a department we've conducted what we call the EPRES mission, the Emergency Preparedness Review mission, which was conducted by the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA. Out of this we receive a report, and following a report, Chairperson, we develop an action plan to address any issues that would have been identified where actions is required. Under the quarter under review, we've achieved this. We held a workshop with stakeholders who have provided input into us developing this action plan. The next one, Chairperson, relates to the procurement of the nuclear new builds. We have to procure, to have the process approved. This target is not yet approved. We are still in a process, Chairperson, as you've indicated, we have just finalized the vendor parade with the various countries that have shown interest in participating into the program. We have concluded intergovernmental agreement with these various countries, and so once this process is finalized, Chairperson, we'll then develop a process which will then be submitted to the Energy Security Cabinet Subcommittee, which will then be submitted to the Cabinet for approval and finally to the Parliament. So the process is not yet achieved. And in addition to this, Chairperson, we need to make sure that to be self-sufficient as a country, we have addressed the entire nuclear fuel cycle aspect of the nuclear new build, and hence our target for the development of a strategy for the fuel cycle. This target is not yet achieved, Chairperson. However, I must report, Chairperson, that work is deliverable is at an advanced stage. It has been reviewed by the sub-working group that consists of experts from the nuclear industry together with government departments, and we confident, Chairperson, that by the first quarter this target will be achieved. Our next target, Chairperson, relates to our annual performance wherein we need to make sure that we submit 8 nuclear safe tax compliance reports. We conduct inspections through this with the inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency. And in terms of our quarterly target, we are supposed to conduct 2 inspections or 2 safeguard inspections. We've partially achieved this target, and the reason for this is that how we need to complete the process. We must conduct the inspections, we must present our findings through the report to our principals. And during this quarter, the report was still in routine, meaning that it was still at an approval stage, and hence we partially achieved the target, Chairperson. Then we also have to conduct audit into the nuclear facilities. In terms of our annual target, Chairperson, we set ourselves a target of 4 new audits that this year conducted. We have conducted 1 safeguard compliance audit, and we submitted the relevant reports to the decision making. We've achieved this target, Chairperson, we've conducted 1 audit. In terms of the nuclear security, we've got a target to conduct compliance inspections for security to check the physical security of the various nuclear facilities to ensure that nuclear material is properly and adequately secured. We're supposed to conduct 1 inspection during this quarter. We did not achieve this target, Chairperson, for the reasons that we had already conducted an inspection. However, the report was still in the approval process, and so the process was not fully concluded, and hence we indicated it's not achieved. Then the next target, Chairperson, relates to the submission to Cabinet for public consultation. If we've got approval from the FOSAT. This target, Chairperson, relates to the National Nuclear Regulatory Act amendment. We have not achieved the target. However, work is at an advanced stage in terms of receiving the comments from the National Nuclear Regulator and taking the legislation to the Chief State Law Advisor for pre-certification, and also once pre-certified, then we would submit to the FOSAT cluster. However, we are constrained in terms of our capacity, and so we are working very hard to make sure that the branch is capacitated in this regard. There's 3 resources that we will be recruiting to make sure that we can fast track on the legislation. The next target relates to the Nuclear Energy Act amendment, which is also have to go through the cabinet process. The target is not yet achieved. We are in consultation with the stakeholders in order to receive their comments and work that in so that we then would submit the amendments to the Chief State Law Advisor for pre-certification before we take it to the Fossard Cluster, which is a cluster for the Director General. We are in the same situation in terms of our capacity, but work is continuing at the same. On the next target, we have to set ourselves that we will need to conduct 5 public awareness campaigns or engagement with a view to demystify nuclear. The target we set during this quarter, we set that one public engagement would be undertaken. This target chairperson was not achieved during the quarter under review because we didn't have public engagement. However, chairperson and the honorable members, I must assure you that as a department, we are intensively intensifying this aspect of creating awareness of the nuclear technology to the public, and we are presenting to the media various materials where we are announcing the work that the department is doing. We've undertaken, as a country, just celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Safari 1 research reactor, which was a major achievement for the country in terms of its publicity and the profile that was done to show the country's capability and also make the public aware of the benefits of nuclear. This was quite an achievement indeed for the country. Chairperson, with that, I'd like to thank you.
Honorable Chair, the last program is Program 6, which is Clean Energy. Clean Energy had 3 targets, and all 3 targets were for the quarter were partially achieved. The first target was around the terawatt hours of energy savings realized, and the specific target for the quarter was to have business plans in respect to the various interventions developed. The target was partially achieved because the business plans actually come from municipalities, and the plans that we received had to be sent back for further corrections and clarity. With regard to the second target, which was basically to develop the consumption baseline for additional municipalities, this quarterly target was to have in place or having piloted the baseline development approach. The target was actually achieved, and the reason is because about 8 out of the 26 municipalities had submitted the report in support of their business plans. The third target had to do with the installation of solar water heating units. The specific quarterly target was to have commenced with the installations, and this is in respect to taking into account the local content requirement. And at that point in time, in terms of the second quarter, the target was partially achieved because in terms of the local content verification processes, that work had been completed, and a number of suppliers had been identified, and training framework had already been put in place. That's it. Thanks.
Can be here. I'll go into the headquarters.
If allowed, I'm sure we can just continue then in the headquarters.
Okay, continue. DG, I don't want to disrupt you at this point. Continue and present that quarter report. I'm sitting in Caledon. So continue, TDC.
Thank you.
And the reason I'm mentioning Caledon is that I'm not sure if this method of working is effective. So continue the report and we'll come back. I think we can get used to a very problematic culture of routine. But present the third quarter, no? So I was trying to check when I was getting the fourth quarter. You see what's happening with the targets for the second quarter. And then the trend continues for the third quarter, just produce that. And then you can go into the third quarter. And more or less the same trends. And I'm just going to have them go to close and then prepare the BRRR report. And then we move to the next thing, and then go into the next budget, and goes on and on. I don't think it's an effective way of doing things, because we must start asking the fundamental question: how come the department can't deliver 50% of its targets? Something is wrong. So, instead of going on and on and then look at the little things. And of these targets, so because if we can look at 100% and then we meet 50%, but what of the 50%, of the 100% qualitative is what has been met the most important priorities of the department? Because we may find it's 50%, but it's the little things. The big things have not been met. So we must ask the question, why? So I think, continue, DJ, I don't want to disrupt you, but we've got to return to these honorable members. And this is the reason we went to Caledon. This way of working can't be effective. We can't go on like this. You know, the bureaucratic machine knows most, and then they know how to operate. They just can roll. So the wonderful secretary here just puts the things in the program, and then he knows what comes next, and then they come here. So they repeat the same things. They go back to Pretoria. That way of working, I think it's not prudent. I think that we're going to have let's finish our task of presenting the report, but we've got to return to this discussion about the quality of the report and the quality of the delivery, so that we can look at where the poor delivery, what are the issues, can we address those issues instead of waiting for the next report and then get 50% under delivery. Continue, I can DJ, let me not disrupt you, but I must say, as we were discussing at the strategic planning session, I don't think this is an elegant way of doing our work. Continue.
Honourable Chair, thank you very much, members. In terms of the third quarter, I just want to mention that two aspects that I haven't mentioned in the introduction. The first one is, this is looking back, this is the 14-15 IPP that we're looking at. And at Caledon, we looked at 15-16, it was a totally revised version. This is still the old, that is part of the old planning cycle. So we presented in a way it was published and approved at that point in time. So apologies for that. The new 15-16 onwards is then the different way of doing it. So I just want to mention the second aspect that I also want to mention is that this is also operational plan that we have. It's not reflected here. that we don't reflect on, and that's the operational things that's been captured in a so-called IOP. That's not, and some of the aspects is actually sitting in the IOP. So with the, but just come back with the new 15-16 AVP, it looks different and we reflect also differently, Honourable Chair.
Okay, continue to present that quarter, Dr. Barnett. I agree with you. The point I'm raising with Honourable Members is I do recognize we'll get the third quarter, we'll get the fourth quarter, so that closes 2014-2015. The fundamental point I'm raising is that we can't move forward like this, then go into 2015-2016 and just repeat the same way, go through the same way of working. That's the point I'm raising. So we've looked at the strategic plan that you presented to us, and I think we're going to have to get to a point where you can say, oh, you can't move now. Let's not go continue going through the routine. Can we ask the difficult questions about why you're failing to deliver on key things? So, but that we will do with regard to our 2015, with regard to the strategic plan that we presented. So when we start looking at 2015-2016, we can repeat this. So this is my point. But at the moment, I'm happy to present the first quarter, and then we'll come back and close the fourth quarter. The fundamental thing I was raising with honorable members is, after closing the first quarter, honorable members, we can continue like this. So we're going to have to be very rigorous with regard to the strategic plan that was presented to us here and that we looked at Caledon. Continue. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, as with the second quarter, third quarter, as I indicated, there are some changes in this slide, and we will resubmit those. It's indicated there, for the sake of time, let's then go quickly into the programs. And just to mention,
They're saying you can sit here, Minister. I agree with them. Welcome, Minister. We did get the apology that we'll be arriving a bit late, so I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to talk to the committee. Dr. Barnett, please continue.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. As mentioned, we're going to do the same for the third quarter, and again, Program 1, we have the Financial Management Service Program. Honourable Chair, I forgot to mention that the whole financials, the financial performance of the Quarter 2 and 3 will be discussed right at the end. We do not split it in the Quarter 1 and 2 and 3. So, just on the program itself for financial services, the CFO will do that.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members. There's one target for finance, and that is the 100% payment of invoices received, and that has been achieved for the third quarter. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of corporate services, we had four targets for the third quarter, and we were able to achieve three targets, only one that we were not able to achieve. We again had a vacancy rate of 10% per annum. We achieved 10.14%, and it's in line with our quarterly target of 11%. In terms of recruiting employees with disability, we achieved a target of 1.87. What we did not achieve, Chairperson, is the recruitment of women, especially at senior level. And we are confident that in the fourth quarter we'll be able to achieve that. It's a matter that the Minister has also raised to say at the senior level we need to address this matter. So moving forward, we are addressing this issue, Chairperson.
in terms of public consultation or using bezels, we had the target of 5 using bezels, and we were able to achieve the target. We are highlighting the number of areas that ministers visited. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. In relation to governance and compliance for the third quarter, we are required as a government institution to respond to the requirements of the DDME by completing this MPAT, the Management Performance Assessment Tool, which speaks to a variety of issues in terms of the norms and standards and best practices that are supposed to be in place for the purposes of assisting organizations to do certain things correct and right. So during this period, which was between the month of September and December, we did indeed receive the questionnaire from the DPME, and it was duly completed. That questionnaire, which was asking a variety of questions in terms of standard, was presented before our management structure, which is EXCO and MANCO. It was completed, signed off, and sent to DPME for them to further moderate and to come back to us and say, where are we in terms of the levels? Are we in the best level? Normally the best level is 3, but the above average is 4. Therefore, that has been achieved, and we are now waiting for the final score of the moderations by the independent bodies within the DPME to tell us what is our actual level in terms of the way in which we comply to norms of standard in terms of the MPET process. Thank you.
Chair, in terms of policy and planning program 2, the same 4 annual targets that you presented for quarter 2, only for quarter 2, yes, only 2 had quarterly targets, and the first one being the IEP. The quarterly target was to assess the economic impact of the IEP. The target was partially achieved, and the reason here was because the department had to rope in National Treasury to assist with the macroeconomic impact assessment that was required as a result of some consultation that had happened at the time. With regard to the 20-year liquid fuel master plan, there was no target, but even though there was no target at the time, in terms of progress, as indicated there, that there was progress being made in terms of the report, and the report had been analyzed and shortcomings identified, and the report was being improved at that point in time. The third target, which also did not have a target, was basically the promulgation of the standard offer, as indicated there. The last one was the norms and standard, and as per the second quarter, this was not done because distribution infrastructure rehabilitation report was not yet finalized. So it's the same report as in quarter 2. Thank you.
In the third quarter, we had 6 targets, of which 1 was not achieved. By and large, all were achieved, and the others were partially achieved for the reasons mentioned. The ones that were partially achieved are mainly relating to the bulk electrification infrastructure, but as you can see from the second quarter to the third quarter is that there has been some improvement. That is a result of the equipment was starting to arrive and the construction was basically underway, but obviously we still know that we're still not where we were supposed to be as far as that target is concerned. The issue of non-grid connections is that we had achieved 8,277 connections against the annual target of 50,000 that is still ongoing. With regards to the IPP program, we also had an achievement given that all the bid window 1 project, or 99% of the bid window 1 project, were already delivering power to the grid, as well as some window 2 projects had already starting to produce power to the grid.
with regards to the not achieved program projects, that was mainly with regards to the IECs, the integrated energy centers. The first IEC basically was because of some poor workmanship in terms of ensuring that the project starts being operational. The second one was that there was a delay in the construction of the project, and obviously that. But I'm glad to say that the first project, which is the Ngwabe IEC, that one will be operationalized soon. Everything is in order there. Unfortunately, the second IEC, we still experiencing challenges with regards to some processes that rural development are supposed to assist us with, as well as the initial contractor which was appointed, he decided to pull out on the last minute. So we are in the process of getting the second contractor to undertake the work. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members, Minister and colleagues. I will take you through the performance of the nuclear branch, which is Program 5. With regard to our performance during the quarter under review, the branch had to oversee the development of waste management strategy and plans by the National Radioactive Waste Disposal Institute, NRADI. This target was not achieved, Chairperson. The work was still continuing. The development of the criteria document by the Institute was still at 20% complete. However, work has continued in this regard, and we expect a better performance in the fourth quarter. The next target for the branch was to incorporate the comments from the stakeholders in terms of the development of the action plan after having conducted the EPRAS mission. This target was achieved, Chairperson and Honourable Members, and action plan was developed. The next target relates to the implementation of the procurement process. This process has not yet been finalized. We've just completed the engagement with the nuclear vendor countries and the conclusion of the intergovernmental agreement. And once this work has been completed, Chairperson, it will be submitted to the Energy Security Cabinet Subcommittee for approval and to Cabinet for endorsement as well as for ratification by Parliament. The next target for the branch relates to the development of a nuclear fuel cycle strategy in order to achieve the self-sufficiency policy objectives for government. We need to make sure that we could address all the aspects of the nuclear fuel cycle. This strategy during the quarter under review was not completed. However, the work had advanced that it was 75% complete, and during the first quarter we expect this work to be completed by the sub-working group dealing with this work, consisting of experts from the state-owned entities as well as government departments. And then the next target relates, Chairperson, to the processing of the nuclear authorizations for the nuclear material. In terms of our target, we need to process 100% of these applications within 8 weeks. This is a process that requires a lot of consultation with the different stakeholders. And during the quarter under review, we've only partially achieved this. We've achieved 56%. There was a process in relation to the approvals of the submission and also the consultations, as we have highlighted, Chairperson. Then the next target was achieved. This is the target of conducting safeguards compliance inspections, which are conducted by the International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors together with the Department and NEXA. This was achieved, Chairperson. A report was submitted to the authorities. The next target relates to the conducting of the nuclear security inspections at nuclear facilities to ensure that nuclear material is secured in terms of complying with our legislation and our international obligations. This target was achieved 10%, but that was a carryover work from the second quarter, and it was completed during this quarter. Then the next target was the incorporation of the feedback from the state law advisor on the pre-certified pre-certification of the National Nuclear Regulatory Amendment Act. This target was not achieved 100%. The amendment was still to be sent to the state law advisor during the fourth quarter because of issues around when the amendment was received. On the next target, it was the incorporation of feedback also from the chief state law advisor on the Nuclear Energy Amendment Act. This target was not achieved during the quarter under the chairperson because the input from the stakeholders still needed to be incorporated and submitted to the chief state law advisor. Then the next one is the submission of the draft fund bill to the chief state law advisor for comment. This target was achieved by chairperson. The fund bill was submitted to the chief state law advisor. The next target was to ensure that we conduct one community outreach event during the quarter under review. The target was achieved chairperson. Two public awareness events were held with the Acting DG and the DDG. We held a media briefing where we provided information regarding the progress on the nuclear build and our progress on the signing of the various intergovernmental agreements. Thank you, Chairperson.
The last program, which is Program 16 Energy, it had four annual targets, which were similar to the targets that presented earlier. The quarterly target for the first annual target had to do with the terawatt of energy savings realized and verified from EEPSM projects. The quarterly target was implementation of the various intervention would have commenced. The progress was, the target was partially achieved, and the reason is that there are 25 municipalities participating in the program. And at that point in time, 20 out of the 25 had submitted their business plans, and the other four, due to non-performance, had their allocation reallocated to the resulting, and one of the municipalities was yet to submit their business plan still. In terms of the second target, the development of energy consumption baselines. There was no target for a quarter, but in terms of progress, the target was actually achieved as 20 municipalities had submitted their baseline report in line with their business plans. And basically, a cumulative target of 30 municipalities was achieved. In terms of the promulgation of the National Energy Efficiency Strategy document, there was no target set, but the progress was that we had partially achieved what we had intended to achieve. DOE was, after the minister had approved the National Energy Efficiency Strategy, DOE was requested to engage further with the Department of Environmental Affairs in terms of their process with regard to energy efficiency before the final document was submitted for cabinet consideration. The fourth target was basically had to do with solar water heater units, and the quarterly target was we have commenced with installation at identified municipalities. The target was not achieved, and it was not achieved as a result of obviously the proposal to change the implementation model, and that is needed to go to cabinet from ESCOM to back to the department. That's it.
Dr. Bernard?
Chair, we will now ask the CFO to do the financial performance of those two quarters, two and three. Thank you, Chair.
So, when are you doing slide 57? After
we can do it now, Chair. Just get one back, please.
But what's the plan? Do you want the CFO to first present and then come back to this?
It's
as long as you're going to speak to slide 57.
It's either now or after which.
Okay. Oh, go ahead. Can you return to slide 57?
Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members, Honourable Minister, colleagues from the Department, I'll take you through the 6 months ended 30th of September 2014. However, Chair, I have to point out lots of things have happened subsequent to 30th of September. We've almost closed for the fourth quarter, but I indicate where possible the major changes that have happened, and when I get to third quarter, I'll fill in more of those details. The presentation layout, I'll go by program, the allocation of the budget, compensation of employees, the goods and services, and then the transfer schedule to our entities and implementing agents. Chairperson, this slide provides an overview. When we say year-to-date budget, we are saying the six-month budget cumulatively is $4.1 billion. We've actually spent $3.5 billion. We have an unspent balance of $658 million. Most of the underspend lies in transfer payments, goods and services, and also a small, not a small amount, but some belongs to compensation of employees. I will provide details for each of these categories in the slides to come. This slide also gives you the same information, but by program. We had a year-to-date budget, as I mentioned, of $4.1 billion. We spent $3.5 billion. We have a variance of $658 unspent. And the program that contributes the biggest portion to the underspending is electrification and energy programs and projects of $314 million. The second being petroleum and petroleum products and nuclear energy. Clean energy also has a fair amount, and I will provide the details per program. The next slide, this indicates the blue being the projected expenditure that we normally project for the, over the 12-month period. The red bar chart in the bar chart indicates actual expenditure. But the details of each of them are on the slide after this. For the month of September, just the month I'm speaking about, we are at spending projected of $908 million, $535 million was spent, hence there was an underspending of $372 million. 96% of the underspending, that is $358 million, was in transfer payments for the month of September. The main contributor of the underspending is energy efficiency and demand side management. These are transfers that goes to ESCOM, then INEP, the money that get transferred to the municipalities of $87.3 million, then INEP non-grid of $8.4 million. 3.2% or $11.8 million was in goods and services. This is a category that covers all our operational expenditure for the department. And their underspending is mainly attributable to the delayed payments for office accommodation, the cell phone lease accommodation with the Department of Minerals and Resources. For the shared accommodation, the claims from that department has been delayed for the last few months. However, in quarter four, we've managed to resolve some of that. There's also been savings in travel and subsistence. It's merely a timing issue. Venues and facilities, some of our activity did not happen as planned, so there has been a saving. consultants and advisory services is also done. But here I also want to point out that as much as you see the understanding, the cost-saving measures that have been implemented by the department, which has been an instruction from National Treasury, has also contributed to the understanding. The year-to-date September is that cumulatively 6 months. We had a budget of 4.2 billion that was available for spending. A total of 3.5 billion was utilized, resulting in an understanding of 658 million. The transfer category accounted for almost 94% of this understanding. That's year-to-date. For the year-to-date understanding, if I just could give you some details, as I mentioned, transfers and subsidies was the biggest contributor. 619 million was due to the INEP non-grid program that was slightly delayed. Energy efficiency and demand side management, that ESCOM, as well as transfers to the municipalities. Compensation of employees has also been underspent by 18 million, attributable to vacancies and the delayed payment of bonuses to staff for the level 1 to 12. Goods and services was also underspent by 21 million. As I mentioned, it was delayed receipt of invoices and claims from DMR for accommodation, for shared accommodation that is, at regional offices. There was also underspent in venues and facilities. These were some of the awareness campaigns that were planned that did not happen as anticipated. We also had a small underspent in minor assets. The total expenditure in the first 6 months of 2014-15, that is 3.5 billion, the budget increased by 675 million when compared to the expenditure for the same period in 2013 and 14. It's just comparing the two financial years. That's 13-14 to 14-15. In both those periods, after 6 months, this was what the budget looked, if you compare those 2 years. If I move along, this slide just highlights just the compensation of employees. And the split is by program, the six programs that we have. Administration covers the ministry, the DG's office, finance, the COO, and corporate services. Energy policy and planning, petroleum and petroleum products, electrification and energy program, nuclear energy and clean energy. Cumulatively, we had a budget of 145 million for 6 months. 127 million was spent. Unspent was 18 million. And the branches that contributed to the underspending, I think the biggest contributor is petroleum and petroleum products. However, Chair, in the third quarter, there is some improvement on these vacancies and the level of vacancies in the department as a whole. The next slide indicates the top five cost drivers in the department, and the trend has been similar in the past years as well, and the 6 months ended in the previous financial year. Travel and subsistence was 22.7 million. Consultancy, that's for all our consultants are appointed for professional services, 16 million. Venues and facilities, 8 million. Operating leases, which covers equipment and office accommodation, 6.4 million, and communication, 3 million. And this, as I say, has been the trend for the last few years as well. Here the slide just isolates the operational expenditure under goods and services. Cumulatively for their six branches, the budget was 97.1 million. The department has spent 76.2 million. With an underspending of 20.9 million. There's underspending in administration, petroleum and petroleum products, nuclear energy and clean energy, and I'll give you some of the main reasons for them in each program. For the month of September, 70.9 million was available for procuring various goods and services. However, funds were unspent. From April to September, a budget of 97.2 million was available, from which 76.2 million was spent. the understanding, if I can just proceed and go to program 5, that's nuclear energy, 9.5 million under budget, and mainly in consultancy and advisory services of 3.2 million. And this was due to projects that did not happen as they were planned, and there were various reasons for those. Travel and subsistence is also a timing issue. We've had vent parades later in the year, and we do catch up with some of this expenditure. Program 1, administration, is also down by 7.5 million, and it's mainly due to outstanding lease payments, which in third quarter has been has shown some improvement. Clean energy, the biggest contributor has been the solar water heating program and the energy efficiency and demand side management. But in third quarter, there has been slight improvements there. Chairperson, this is the transfer schedule. For the 6 months ended, we had 6.9 billion. 3.9 billion was for the year-to-date, that's for 6 months. Of the 3.9 million, we transferred 3.3 billion. Unspent was 619 million. The biggest contribution is Program 4, that's INEP, transfers to the municipalities of 282 million. Non-grid also had delays in their projects, contributing to 38.8 million rand. However, in third quarter, there are some changes. I will just go down to non-grid. The 38.8 million has not been utilized due to the backlog created by the delay in finalizing certain service contracts. And these delays are from both, could be from the department administratively or from the service providers. Then energy efficiency and demand side management transfer to Eskom, 300 million. Affected by challenges at Eskom, the implementing agent, which led to some of the delays in the commencement of some projects. However, DOE has since resolved to make some changes in the solar water heating program. And I will illustrate that in third quarter. INEP municipalities, 282 million, has been affected by the withdrawal of transfers from non-complying municipalities. However, the drawn schedules have been realigned and the effect has been shown in quarter three. With that, Chair, I end quarter two. Can I proceed to quarter three? Quarter three, Chair, I also will present in a similar fashion. I'll give you the overview by economic classification, then by program, and then I'll give you some of the spending challenges experienced and the remedial actions that were taken, undertaken by the department. For the 9 months ended, the department at 5.7 billion spent. We spent 5.2 billion. 491 million remains unspent. And from the slide, you can see the contributor has been transfer payments of 454 million. The second being compensation of employees, and the third, goods and services. And I'll provide these reasons. The overview by program, also 5.7 billion to spend for the 9 months ended. We have actually spent 5.2 billion. 491 remains unspent. And the branch that contributes to the major portion of the underspending is clean energy by 336 million. Next, electrification and energy programs and projects of 105 million, followed by petroleum and petroleum products of 23.4 million. Those are the major underspending areas. Cumulatively, at December 2014, the department had withdrawn from the National Revenue Fund a budget of 5.7 billion. From the above, the total of 5.2 billion was utilized, resulting in an underspending of 491 million. The transfer category accounted for 92% of the total underspending for the period ended 9 months. Compensation, the composition of the third quarter underspending, transfers and subsidies accounted for 444.6 million due to the underspending of INET Nungrid, energy efficiency and demand side management, that solar water heating program, energy efficiency demand side management transfers to the municipalities, INEP transfers to the municipalities, as well as international membership fees. Compensation of employees contributed to the underspending by 21.3 million. The amount includes the not increased payments to senior members of staff, which has been rectified in quarter four. Goods and services, just if you isolate that portion, it's down by 14 million. And it's mainly attributable to delays in many of the projects. The level of underspending decreased per quarter as follows. Quarter one, we had an underspending of 69.1% of the budget was utilized. Quarter two, spending increased as 95.3% of the quarter's budget has been utilized by the end of September 2014, which I just presented. Quarter three, in fact, we had an overspending for quarter three. So what I was trying to illustrate is that from quarter one to quarter three, we've managed to pick up the spending and some of the areas of delays in major projects have been rectified by quarter three. Comparatively, the total expenditure at end of quarter three of 2014-15, 5.2 billion, is 1.1 billion or 26.9% higher than the same period of 2013-14. This is mainly attributable to an increase in the value of transfers made to ESCOM for the INEP electrification program and to NEXA. Both these projects were allocated additional funding in 2014-15. NEXA also received a once-off allocation for improvements to the Sukhari 1 reactor, as well as the refurbishment of the Pelindaba site. As a result of the full-year budget extended at the end of quarter three, is 30.5%, which is higher than the 63.5% reported in the same period in 2013-14 financial year. Chair, if I can highlight some of the major reasons for the underspend for program. Energy policy and planning, 9.1 million below budget, mainly attributable to vacancies in the branch. Projects that could not be finalized as planned, which were amongst others, the 20-year liquid fuels roadmap, the data collection for energy planning. Some of the reasons here were the delays in the development of the questionnaire that took longer than anticipated. The design and the analysis of the documents also was time-consuming. Cost containment measures which were implemented on costs such as venues and facilities, travel and subsistence, advertising contributed to their underspending in this program. Second program, petroleum and petroleum products regulation, is under budget by 23.5 million, attributable to the vacancies in the branch and the delayed commencement of major projects, one being the fuel specification testing project. The next program, electrification and energy program and project management, under budget by 105.6 million. And this is mainly due to administrative delays, which led to the late start of some of the projects. INEP transfers to municipalities is down by 65.7 million. The direct impact of withholding funds from non-compliant municipalities. Nuclear energy is underspent by 21.6 million. It's mainly due to the vacancies in the branch, delayed payment of the annual international membership fees. The payment to the IAEA, which was estimated at 12.1 million, could not be paid as anticipated in December, as the department awaited a release of a formal letter from the institute, but has been subsequently paid in quarter four. The last program, clean energy, is underspent by 336 million, mainly due to the following. Energy efficiency and demand side management transfers to ESCOM, 300 million. In October 2015, the department cancelled the contract with ESCOM for the implementation of the solar water heating program. However, at quarter four, an amount of 1.1 million billion scheduled to be transferred to ESCOM was not disbursed as planned. Approval by Cabinet to shift the implementation of the solar water heating program will be back to the department, and this process is underway. Clean energy is continued. energy efficiency and demand side management transfers to the municipalities, which is underspent by 27 million, which is due to the withholding of pollution grant payments to some municipalities due to the non-compliance of DORA conditions attached to grant payments. Of the 26 municipalities participating in the 2014-15 Energy Efficiency and Demand Side Management Program, 5 municipalities failed to comply with the conditions of the 2014 Division of Revenue Act. As a result, an amount of 33.5 million was reallocated to other municipalities during the budget adjustment in October 2014. In addition, the Clean Energy Directorate has been conducting pre-energy audits in public buildings to determine the level of energy consumption. The pre-energy audit process was dependent on the installation of smart meters to the South African German Energy Program. However, due to delays in assessing these public buildings for the installation of smart meters, the pre-energy audit service provider was delayed and appointed in February 2015. Some of the challenges experienced in the 2014-15 financial year in the compensation of employees. The department was appropriated an additional 20 million in the current financial year in order to capacitate its line function branches with specialized skills. But here I want to point out that we had challenges in this area in identifying some of these skills in the market. And quite often we have gone through the entire recruitment process and our offers to the prospective candidates were not accepted. So it would lead us to restart in many instances the process. The next one is goods and services. The budget underspending of 2014-15 is attributable to the delayed commencement of projects as well as orders that were placed but expenditure could not happen as there were late delivery of goods and subsequent delay in processing of payments. Transfer of payments. There are also external dependencies here. The municipalities, we didn't get contracts on time from them. There were delays in appointment of service providers within the department as well for the non-grid projects and the solar water heating program. Some of the remedial actions implemented to correct some of the underspending that has been identified. Spending progress is reported at finance committee meetings, which is held 6 times a year. Branches are advised of the low spending areas in the financial performance report. In addition to the above, spending against the procurement plan is also monitored and reported at the finance committee. Where spending against the procurement plan may not be realized for reasons beyond the control of the department, funding is redirected to other priority areas within the rules set down by National Treasury to redirect funding. In addition to monthly bid adjudication committee meetings, 6 ad hoc BNC meetings were held to accommodate requests and to accelerate spending for delayed projects. The appointment of service providers for the INF non-grid program posed the most challenges in previous years. The procurement process for the 15-16 financial year was commenced in September 2014 in order for the service providers to be appointed timely. Due to the challenges experienced on the solar water heating program implementation that was handled by Eskom, the department resolved to terminate the implementation agreement with Eskom and has embarked on a more robust solar water heating implementation model. And that process is still underway. Lastly, Chief, I know it wasn't requested, but quarter four, it's purely just to highlight where we think we're going to finish off in quarter four. Although we're still busy with preparation for the year-end audit, we have spent 83.6% of the budget to date. And the reason for the underspending, if you isolate the solar water heating program as an anomaly out of the budget, we would have spent 99% of our budget for the 2014-15 financial year. And here we would be requesting a rollover for some of the unspent funds. With that, I thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Now I understand the reason for you